Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
A patient passport.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Today, the European Commission made an intriguing new health proposal. It would allow people to travel to another EU country to get health care treatment, then come home and give their home country the bill. We're joined now by our reporter, Megan Williams, in Rome. Megan, what prompted this idea?
Well, this all stems from a case. It was a 75-year-old woman. She was a British citizen who went to France. She said she didn't want to wait a full year for a hip replacement, and so went and had the operation there and wanted to be reimbursed by England. So she took the case to the EU court, and they ruled that she should be reimbursed by England, and that triggered this proposed change of rules.
Well, that was just one case, though. Is this something that has happened more than once? Is this something that's ongoing?
Yeah, I mean, that was the tip of the iceberg, really. There are a lot of people, particularly in England, which has had a lot of problems with its National Health Service, who can't get timely care. So a lot of British citizens want to go elsewhere within Europe for health care.
So, Megan, what kind of opposition is there to this idea?
Well, obviously, you know, people who work within Britain's National Health Service, they'd like to improve it, no doubt. But their fear is that if there's a long wait or if someone's not satisfied with the level of care in Britain, that they're going to leave the country. And, of course, Britain wants to stop that to a certain extent because the cost is really high. And in the long run, that will undermine the services that are being offered within Britain.
Okay, Megan Williams in Rome. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
There seems to be some bargain hunting in the stock markets right now. In Asia today, stocks climbed about 0.5%, snapping a five-day losing streak. European shares are down a fraction so far. The Dow starts the day at 13,232. It gained 65 points yesterday. The Nasdaq added 21. The S&P 500 was up 9. This week, truck drivers all over the country are braving snow and ice to deliver holiday packages on time. And because of a recent decision by the Bush administration, those truckers could be logging longer hours. Sam Eaton explains.
The rules allow truckers to drive up to 11 hours a day and up to 77 hours over a seven-day period. The White House reinstated the higher driving limits last week after they were struck down twice in the U.S. Court of Appeals. A Senate hearing takes up the issue today. At issue is the safety of those longer hours.
All the research shows that after about 8 hours, that driving degrades and these truckers get tired.
Joan Claybrook is with the consumer watchdog group Public Citizen, which is filing a motion in court today to have the rule revoked. She says truck driver fatalities have increased every year since the 11-hour driving policy was first instated in 2003. But the American Trucking Association says overall the crash rate is at its lowest point in more than three decades, and it says the lost productivity associated with shorter hours isn't justified. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Ticketmaster is getting more involved in the resale market. The company has signed a deal with the NFL to launch a website next year that'll allow you to resell tickets for 22 teams. No, I'm not sure how many fees you're going to have to pay to use it.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is touring the country this week. He's telling people about the White House plan to help homeowners facing foreclosure. Rates on certain loans would be frozen for 5 years, as you've probably heard. Commentator Robert Reich says the whole idea would leave too many people out in the cold.
It's an old saw that when people are drowning, Republicans throw them a rope so short it doesn't reach them, while Democrats throw them a rope so long it can't pull them out. For homeowners in danger of drowning when their mortgages are reset at higher rates over the next 2 years, the Bush administration's response is the short rope. Freeze rates for people with good credit histories who are likely to be able to meet the payments at such fixed rates. Fine as far as it goes, but most of the nearly 2 million families in danger of losing their homes won't qualify. Now, some Democrats, meanwhile, want to throw out too much rope. Take, for example, Hillary Clinton's suggested temporary moratorium on foreclosures. That's fine for homeowners at risk, but it would make banks more wary about offering mortgages to anyone, even families with good credit histories. Either way, too little rope or too much will cause more people to lose their homes or not be able to buy one, further depressing home prices and adding to losses on mortgage-related securities, which means a continuing credit crunch and that dread combination of recession and inflation called stagflation, from which even the Fed can't rescue us. So how much rope is just right? A few days ago, Alan Greenspan suggested throwing it precisely to the people who are going down. Give direct aid to struggling homeowners, analogous to money given disaster victims, so they can meet their payments. Better to bail out families who didn't know the risks they were getting into than lenders who had every reason to know. Better to pay the costs now and get this behind us than suffer risks and uncertainties that slow the economy for years. Greenspan should know because he's partly responsible for the mess. A few years ago, he made money so cheap, lenders shoved it out the door to any borrower who wanted it. And then he forgot the Fed was supposed to oversee lenders to make sure they were acting responsibly. Maybe Greenspan's new idea is his way of making amends.
Robert Reich was Labor Secretary under President Clinton. His new book is called Super Capitalism. You can share your thoughts with us online at our website, marketplace.org. By the way, we got the latest foreclosure numbers today. Foreclosure filings were up 68% in November compared to a year ago. There were more than 200,000 of them. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.